From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Beginning today, indoor dining at restaurants in Lee County will be allowed at 25% and 75% for outdoor dining as Lee County has moved from the red to the yellow level, that according to the Department of Health. We get reaction from Lovington Mayor David Trujillo.
I'm happy for the businesses, I'm happy for the local economy, and I'm happy for the citizens. Now we can dine in without having to wear coats and jackets and trying to find the closest heater to sit by.
Jamal Awad, owner of the Hobbs Airfield Speedway, who was forced to cancel last fall's racing schedule because of the health mandates, was in racing heaven when it was announced that large outdoor venues would be allowed at 25%.
I felt like I was released from jail, and I was glad to hear that we can go on, everyone in state of New Mexico, and do their business.
The Department of Health also opened up Travis County to the yellow category. Unfortunately, our neighbors in Eddy County did not meet the gating criteria and remained in the red. City of Carlsbad Public Information Officer Kyle Markstein.
Well, no, the positivity rate was 5.8%, which was certainly very close. That doesn't help our business owners who want to open their restaurants, but we certainly hope we'll continue to move in the right direction and have that done by the next time.
The New Mexico Activities Association will have a Zoom meeting with high school athletic directors today to finalize plans for the upcoming high school varsity football season. What we officially can report is that Lovington will host Ruidoso in their opener, and Hobbs will play Clovis to open the season. Now, teams will play four regular season games and then a bowl game. Hobbs Athletic Director Brenda Wilson says she'll learn more about those bowl games after today's meeting.
I don't know if they're going to try to match up the top two teams. And, you know, I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe a regional affair.
Right.
I'm not really sure.
And after today, Max Preps should have all the football schedules finalized. Most of Southeast New Mexico's state representatives voted in favor of the proposed $7.3 billion state budget on Wednesday. Representative Kenny Spencezel of Roswell, Independent, Phelps Anderson, also of Roswell, and House Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia all supported the bill. However, State Representative Greg Nybert of Chavis and Lincoln counties opposed the measure. It now heads to the Senate for consideration. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Aries.